This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello guys, hoping that all of you are doing superb. This is your host Priyanjana and hey, you got it correct. We are going to discuss on a very important aspect today, and that is all about impact of COVID on our nature and biodiversity. Now, while amidst of this pandemic, when we are all busy thinking only about ourselves and our near ones, have we ever shown our concern and worries for our nature? Everywhere we are discussing the emerging psychotic problems of mankind. How can we surpass them? But what about our most precious biodiversity? Have we ever given a single thought about that? Think for a while. I guess you got your answer. And yes, I know it will be a big no. So let's begin our session with some beautiful lines then. To walk into the nature is to witness a thousand miracles. Oh my God, so true. We often console ourselves by saying that nature is just on a break from humans during this pandemic. Is it? Still, there are many rural areas around the whole world, if we look at, are still facing increased pressure from illegal land seizing to deforestation, animal trafficking, and wildlife poaching. People are losing out their employment. They are returning back home. And like this, to some extent, it is creating an impact on nature in the form of high risk of COVID-19 transmission to rural areas even. From a view of the current pandemic crisis worldwide, the climate crisis is also elevating the spread of certain diseases and complicating the efforts to defeat others. So now, let's have a look at some of the common questions and queries that definitely about this pandemic which is bothering us. Let's start with the first one. So the first question will be, can COVID-19 be considered as a zoonotic disease? This is quite a common question that we always ask ourselves. And the answer will be yes, it can be considered as a zoonotic disease, as it is shown to be already genetically related to SARS-CoV and also other bat-borne SARS-related beta coronaviruses. Now, what about the next one? The next question is there is any impact on wildlife poaching due to the global lockdown? Yes. Well, the loss of conservation revenue caused by COVID-19 definitely pose a major threat to the conservation. So yes, now let's take up the third one. What are the potential impacts of COVID-19 on primates? And that means apes and monkeys. Well, it is not yet known if great apes are susceptible to SARS-CoV-2. But evidence says apes are susceptible to infection with human respiratory pathogens. And the most important one, what can be the consequences of COVID-19 on the conservation of threatened and vulnerable species? Well, quite a lot of impacts have been there already. But the most important and highlighted ones will be the formulation of a critical research and monitoring, loss of access to protected areas, management and research, and definitely loss of plantation. Now coming to the final one, how is COVID-19 affecting initiative people and local communities? So here we can take up five ways that how coronavirus is affecting animals around the world. The first one should be global wildlife trade is in the spotlight currently. Apart from this, poachers are taking the advantage of quiet nature reserves. Zoo animals are getting sick. Even zoo animals are making the utmost utilization of their privacy on the other hand, which was definitely hindered to some extent in the normal course of time. And the most important one, illegal trafficking and poaching of wild animals that has to be stopped on an immediate notice. So now I guess I have answered most of your queries that were bothering you. The next thing that I'm going to bring in front of you is something amazing, and that's about the Rangers. Heard about them? Well, worldwide Rangers play an indispensable role in maintaining the sensitive balance between humans and nature. How? Definitely by protecting and managing natural resources, and not only that, it also subsides human interactions with nature and comes up with primary deterrents to illegal activities within the protected areas. So yes, we can say rangers are frontliners in protecting our nature and biodiversity. And this pandemic has highlighted the critical role of the rangers in preventing the so-called zoonotic diseases by maintaining the balance between nature and people. In effect, they are frontline health service workers, definitely on behalf of this planet. So everyone, the question is, preventing future pandemics can be far less costly than managing future ecosystem service losses? Well, the answer is definitely yes, of course. The best precaution that can be opted at this critical time is just investing in saving our nature so that it can deliver a stable ecosystem service, climate change mitigation, and other benefits to the society as well. And now we are missing out one most important sector that has hit hard in this pandemic, and that is the global tourism sector. Do you know, in Alberta, in Canada, pandemic restrictions have transformed the routine of the localities, the residents who used to visit the park on a regular basis. A 2020 survey came out with the fact where almost 80% regular visitors shared their views, telling the pandemic was far safer in using the park. Almost 23% of them think that provincial parks were far safer than other destinations. But only 40% of opponents, they definitely want personal interpretation to happen. So now we cannot just sit and count the impacts created by this whole new monster. What about its solutions? What role should be played by the government bodies? So definitely governments must take a high initiative and stop rolling back legal protections for the world's protected areas, as this can accelerate the pace of frequent climate changes. Putting an end to the basic sources of sustainable livelihoods and lending some major contributions to biodiversity loss and deforestation. So instead of phasing out protected areas, the government should seize the opportunity to scale them up. And yes, what about the private sectors and MNCs, multinational companies? So definitely companies must come up with better investment plans regarding natural climate solutions that can help protect and restore this critical ecosystem, support climate stability, help people by increasing their economic sustainability. And by investing in such noble issues, companies definitely can help build biodiversity loss programs that will improve the resistance to disease by allowing for diverse species and healthy animal populations. And do you know that recent studies already show that 40% jobs can be created for every $1 million that can be invested in restoration or forest management? And that can definitely make a difference than any other traditional industries like coal, gas, or chemical. So that's all for today's episode, everyone. This is Priyanjana signing off. We'll be back again with some more interesting facts. And don't forget to share your views. Till then, stay tuned to Biotechnica's podcast section. Thank you.